This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran is completely ready for war with the United States. At least that's what a commander of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard says after Iran shoots down an unarmed U.S. Navy drone. In what American officials say was international airspace, the Iranians say it was in their airspace. President Trump says his plan to start removing illegal immigrants from the country next week will send a signal to people who are trying to come into the country illegally. He also says Mexico is so far holding up its end of the bargain in a recent deal reached under which Mexico promised it would bolster efforts to keep immigrants from reaching the southern U.S. border.
They've been doing a really good job, and people at the border will tell you that the traffic has really dropped down.
He was speaking on Hannity on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Authorities in the Dominican Republic say former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz was not the intended target of a shooting that left him seriously hurt. Prosecutors say gunmen were looking to kill a friend of his who was sitting near him at the bar in Santo Domingo at the time of that shooting earlier this month. Apparently the two were dressed in a similar fashion, and it was a case of mistaken identity. The would-be assassins reportedly paid $8,000 to carry out the hit. A domestic disturbance call in Sacramento leads to the death of a female police officer shot while other officers were trying to help a woman collect personal belongings so she could leave her home. Police say the shooter was armed with a rifle and kept officers pinned down for over 40 minutes while the wounded officer lay in the yard. She was rescued by an armored vehicle but died at a nearby hospital. The gunman holding police at bay for about 8 hours before he finally surrendered. Find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
One of the four big tech companies is now building homes. USA's Wendy King reports.
Google promises $1 billion to address sky-high housing prices. Google's plan is to build at least 15,000 homes on land that it currently owns in the area. In the past 20 years, the price of an average home in the Bay Area has gone from $300,000 to close to $1 million. Those huge costs have led to an ever-increasing homeless population, many of whom have full-time jobs but can't afford a place to live.
Three Connecticut girls who have run high school track over the last few years have filed a federal discrimination complaint saying a statewide policy on transgender athletes has cost them top finishes in races and even college scholarships. The complaint was filed with the U.S. Education Department's Office for Civil Rights, and it was submitted by the conservative Christian law firm Alliance Defending Freedom on behalf of the girls who are asking for an investigation of the full policy and orders that would make competitions more fair. The complaint also cites against the federal Title IX rules aimed at equal rights in sports for female athletes. The Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference, which governs high school sports in the state, says its policy follows state anti-discrimination laws requiring students to be treated in school according to the gender in which they choose to identify. That means athletes can compete according to their expressed gender identity as opposed to their sex assigned at birth. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, boy, I'll tell you, are you ready to rumble? Seems this way. I'll tell you, you got the president kicking off his 2020 reelection bid. Biden in the crosshairs of his fellow competitors, and of course, you know, he's feeling quite macho these days. Well, let's talk with Everett Bartlett. Everett is the president of the Coalition and Domestic Violence. Everett, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for coming on. Let's make some sense out of this stuff here. The heat is on, and it's only going to get hotter here as we get to the 2020 elections, and meanwhile, you've got, you know, the Dems already circling around Joe Biden and taking shots at him, and he's feeling quite macho, and he's ready to rumble with the president and anybody else, I guess.
Well, one of the huge ironies here is that, of course, it was Mr. Biden, when he was a senator a number of years ago, he was the lead guy behind the Violence Against Women Act. We're going all the way back to 1994. He used to say this was his proudest legislative achievement, right?
Right.
He's not saying that anymore for a variety of reasons, one of which is everybody now knows him as Touchy-Feely Joe.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and then on top of that, you get this rhetoric that flies out, and you know, here he is with, when it was Obama Biden. Maybe that's it, O'Biden. Maybe that's what we'll call it for short. When it was Biden Obama, it was always this call for civility. And then two sentences later, civility was thrown out the door. I mean, look at it. We're at a time where it requires actual civility, not just talking about it. Go be that change that you want to see in others. Be civil yourself, but you're calling out everybody. And I mean, first he wanted to take, a couple of years ago, he wanted to take the president, you know, behind the barn, because that's the way they did things back behind the shed in the old days, right?
Right.
Which I think would have just been miserable.
Right. Well, you know, I'm sure you heard his comment just a couple of days ago calling for, and these are his actual words, physical revolution. Now,
yes.
Does that sound like a viable candidate to you? Certainly not to me. But actually, there's some backstory behind Mr. Biden that I'm willing to bet essentially none of your listeners know about. So Mr. Biden, of course, you know, as the flag carrier on the domestic violence issue, and he's always framing it as women as the victims, men as the perpetrators. And it turns out, this is according to the Centers for Disease Control, this is their latest survey.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? It's now men are more likely to be the victims compared to women. And especially when you look at lesbian couples, the numbers go through the roof. Rates of domestic violence are very high among lesbian couples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the thing. It's amazing. When I saw that research, this is the reality of the numbers. So how do you deny that?
Well, I don't know if you heard, but there was this Army infantryman at Fort Benning, Georgia.
Yes, the Army cadet that was cleared, right?
That's another
deal. I'm sorry.
That's a separate case, and we can talk about him. But this man was his wife had some mental health issues, and she took a shotgun and killed him. This was just a few days ago, Fort Benning, Georgia. So we need this. This is part of this grand narrative that progressives love to push: is that domestic violence is all about women, men beating up their wives, and, all about patriarchal privilege. But, there's just no research to show that. It shows that this is really an equal opportunity problem, or even women are more likely to be the perpetrators.
Mm-hmm. So what is this telling us about, about our culture today? I mean, obviously, women must be more frustrated than we're realizing.
Well, that's certainly part of the picture, and to connect this to the legislative picture, Violence Against Women Act is reauthorized every 5 years. Mm-hmm. And guess what? We are now at that 5-year mark, and right now the Senate is debating the reauthorization. And so we're hoping that senators can look at this issue on the basis of factual information and not on the basis of the narrative.
Exactly. So, so help us understand here, Everett. What actually are we dealing with here? I mean, is society so discombobulated? It just seems like we've been resisting the truth for so long that we find ourselves in chaos because there's that loss of anchoring point, that loss of reason and civility that used to, frame the discussion, frame our decisions. Those are out the window now. And, there's been so much, I guess the perception is that women have been so battered that, now it's time for women to respond, and we're seeing these numbers that are out of whack. I mean, what is all this telling us?
Well, I'm totally with you, Bill, on that, and that when a presidential candidate is calling for physical revolution, that just says something that our culture is sick.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening, and but really, this sickness is not just the last 5 or so years. I mean, it has been around for a while. It's just gotten more and more obvious. And I think I have to place a lot of the blame on the biases from the Violence Against Women Act, because it is very biased. It removes due process. It presumes guilt. It's opened the doors to illegal immigrants, on and on and on. There's so many things that this, it has a very innocent sounding name.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to question the name,
right?
But under that innocent sounding name, an amazing array of narratives, of factual lies, and of policies have been pushed through the back door.
Well, and this is the problem with so much that comes out of the government is that, they give it to you, with some a twisted presentation that it's you wonder about its original intent. What was it originally designed to do? Because here it is. We're getting the results of the act. And nobody's, no, you know, you're speaking out about it, but I mean, the people that made the law to begin with, what do? They move on, they just say, okay, well, that was then, and I don't need to revisit it?
Well, the people who made the law are actually profiting enormously because now it's turned into a $500 million law. Every year, $500 million go through this law, and it goes mostly to radical gender organizations at the state level, and they're very active doing lobbying. They're very active, you know, social media pushing.
So they've been empowered by the people's money. Let's talk more with Everett Bartlett when we come back after the break. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, what is it that's going on that you have a presidential candidate calling for civil unrest, for a street brawl? I mean, what is happening? Is Donald Trump just touched a nerve with the establishment political class that they just can't handle this anymore? Everett Bartlett, president of the Coalition to End Domestic Violence, is with us. Everett, you pause for a moment to consider, you know, and you look behind, you say, why is Joe Biden acting like this?
Well, I think it's clear for the, you know, in the earlier segment we talked about the narrative that that leftists love to push, and it's clear that that narrative is not working very well. We saw it just, I believe it was yesterday, they had this hearing on slave reparations, and there were two witnesses that pushed back very hard and said, this is a crazy idea. Well, 10 years ago, nobody would really push back against that idea. So the narrative is breaking down. But I'd like to go back during that, during one of the advertisements we just heard, used the phrase nanny state. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. And I want to, and I'm hoping your listeners have their seatbelt on right now, because I want to tell you how the nanny state could grow immensely under a bill that has passed the House of Representatives. We're talking about the Violence Against Women Act again. So, again, hold on to your seats. This is the new definition of domestic violence under this new bill from the House. This new bill includes emotional abuse, verbal abuse, financial abuse, and technological abuse. So think about that for a minute, of all the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So has your spouse ever sent you a text message that irritated you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's technological abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a victim of domestic violence. Have you ever told your spouse or you know, significant other, don't overspend the checking account? Guess what? That's financial abuse. You are a perpetrator of domestic violence. But it gets better. Have you ever been on the receiving end of the silent treatment? Obviously, the silent treatment is emotional abuse. Well, you're the victim of domestic violence. So if this bill, crazy bill, goes through the Senate, now think how this will affect, you know, calls to 911, how this will affect the stability of families. I mean, this bill could blow up the system.
Wow. Wow. The attorneys would love it because they'd be quite busy just dealing with this, right?
I think you're right.
And it's a whole new industry, yeah, that goes in. I mean, and we've already talked about, you know, a half billion dollars already. I mean, we're talking billions now that it would go to if it's going to be parsed out like this.
Right. And we already know that false allegations is a big problem in our country. A survey a few years ago found 1 in 10 Americans say they've been falsely accused of domestic violence, sexual assault, or child abuse. That's a lot of people. But then if you were to expand the definition, I mean, just, you know, as you said, the lawyers would have an absolute field day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for what you're talking about, you know, verbal, financial, and of course, now we've got to move it into the 21st century, so technological. You know, of course, emotional has been around. I mean, you broaden the Violence Against Women Act. Well, you know, some of these things, you know, these are two-way streets. I mean, what about men?
Well, you're right. And so we're back to this recent Centers for Disease Control's report that found that men are more likely to be the victims than women. Here's another piece to the domestic violence story that many people are not aware of. Often, it's mutual abuse, right?
Yes.
She slaps the guy, he shoves her back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And under the current regime, both of those persons, if the neighbor overhears and calls the police, both of those persons would be arrested, right?
Right.
Does that make sense to you, Bill, that a slap and a shove would result in an arrest? I think that's overkill.
Yes. Well, and you're exactly right. I mean, the fulcrum has swung in such a direction. And, of course, this is all on the hills, you know, with OJ and the abuse. I mean, it brought it all to a head, you know. And I remember when all that came down, I'm just going, oh, I mean, this punctuated and opened the doors for domestic abuse in such a huge manner that, you know, here decades later, we're still the effect of this. And, you know, and the data showing that it's, you know, that we have a lot more women than we thought possible were doing this, and then we have false accusations. And I brought up earlier about one of the stories that you wrote about the Army cadet cleared. I mean, this is a terrible story. And of course, whether it's an Army cadet, college students, I mean, about every university has its incredible story of false accusations, does it not?
It really does, and that's a whole another conversation that we could have, because there have been over 200 lawsuits against colleges by these accused students. In the majority of cases, these students have won the lawsuit. But, you know, let's go back to this cadet case that you mentioned earlier. So this is very recent news. This just came out last week. So, so this was at West Point in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And, there was a field training exercise with a group of cadets, probably 20, 30, 40 people out. And it was in the summer, so they were sleeping in sleeping bags. And, a male and female cadet, well, you know how that works. They ended up in the same sleeping bag.
Mm-hmm.
And so she claimed that she froze, right? Well, it just is not plausible. You know, surrounded by 20, 30 other people.
Right.
No signs of resistance, no crying out. The man made no effort to remove the evidence. I mean, if he had been a rapist, the first thing he would have done would be to remove the DNA evidence, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Or he would have tried to cover up the evidence. He didn't do that at all. Mm-hmm. So it was simply hugely implausible to claim, especially since there was no, you know, firm evidence that it was non-consensual. It was just she said it afterwards. But the guy was sentenced to 21 years in prison.
Amazing.
For this. And then here's where the miracle happened, is that his lawyer went to the judge, appealed it, said 21 years really is excessive. I think you ought to reduce that. Well, the judge actually said, I'm going to overturn the verdict because it's simply wrong. It's false. So that's how the story came out.
Mm-hmm. So what was it that triggered the complaint by the girl? I mean, it would seem that it was consensual. What happened? Did somebody make fun of her, and then all of a sudden she had to protect her honor, and so she comes up with this false accusation? Do we know?
You know, we don't know that piece to it, and there's a whole variety of reasons. It could be, you know, this has happened, for example, where a woman, you know, went into a new relationship, and she had to kind of explain her previous sexual past. So she described it as you know, non-consensual or forcible.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a variety of reasons why these false allegations happen. But bottom line, you know, is it right to convict people without any hard evidence?
Due process. You know, yeah, this is the thing. But this is the oversensitivity. And the default reasoning that has been given, you know, to the woman. And so here it is, you know, even in light of these contrarian evidence, it's going to be a slow process, I think, to you know, get back to the days where due process is the order of the day. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that sums it up perfectly, that we have, to an amazing degree, we have lost due process.
Right.
Lost the presumption of innocence.
We've got to continue the conversation because we're all out of time. Everett Bartlett, president of the Coalition to End Domestic Violence. I'm Bill Martinez.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran is completely ready for war with the United States. At least that's what a commander of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard says after Iran shoots down an unarmed U.S. Navy drone. In what American officials say was international airspace, the Iranians say it was in their airspace. President Trump says his plan to start removing illegal immigrants from the country next week will send a signal to people who are trying to come into the country illegally. He also says Mexico is so far holding up its end of the bargain in a recent deal reached under which Mexico promised it would bolster efforts to keep immigrants from reaching the southern U.S. border.
They've been doing a really good job, and people at the border will tell you that the traffic has really dropped down.
He was speaking on Hannity on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there. And you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with the America. 20 minutes before the top of the hour here on the East Coast in Florida. And the buzz continues, even from Orlando all the way to the east, like a force. Let me tell you, since the president announced his reelection bid, the enthusiasm through the roof, let me tell you. People are very excited. No doubt that it is a much anticipated type race, even though here we are and you've get, you know, some polling numbers. And I understand, look, if they didn't get it right the last time, what are the chances that they've got it right now? But again, it just reminds people who are of a conservative lifestyle and thought that this is a battle. You know, this was not an easy battle. We found out in the 2018 elections, in the midterms, that people are still swayable. That, you know, they don't quite understand maybe what is happening, the threat to our liberties, the socialism versus capitalism. I know for many that's a pretty academic question. But just as much as it is academic for those that believe in capitalism, guess what? There's a growing number of people that it's academic for them, you know, to think in terms of socialism, a socialistic America. Donald Trump has repeatedly said that America will not be a socialist country, much to the acclaim and the applause of his audience members. But there still is a number of people, there still are a number of people who believe that socialism is the way to go. Now, I think that puts them into the realm of the theoretical, because it's a theory. And, you know, look what happened under Barack Obama. I believe that we had a government run by theory. And you're sitting there because time and again, there were policies and things enacted and going, wait a minute, we've been down this road before. Why are we repeating past mistakes? I mean, we're supposed to learn from history, aren't we not? And but yet time and again, the theoreticians of the Obama administration believed it was the way to go. And what happened? You know, we didn't respond for the first time in our history. Coming out of a recession and a dramatic decline that we went through, we didn't rebound as well. We choked down the country with all kinds of regulations. We chased business away. Is it any wonder? And look at the America that we had to deal with. And, you know, what's even more painful, the way I look at it, is I look at the people. I look at the lives that were affected, whether it was the lives that were affected under Obamacare, that were promised that they could, you know, keep their doctor. They were actually going to pay less. When everything that was laid out by Barack Obama and his acolytes was just the opposite. I mean, to me, I don't know. You want to give the president of the United States the benefit of the doubt, and I think this is when this started coming up because I said, I'm really reticent, you know, to use the term lying. When it comes to the Oval Office and the President of the United States, especially when we talk about politicians, because politicians, it's a profession of bombast. It's a profession of rhetoric and exaggeration. You know, and it's kind of amazing because this is the very government that, if you've had any dealings with the government, with, you know, for example, you know, public radio and that sort of thing, you cannot make unsubstantiated headlines. I mean, this is all decided by the government beforehand that if you're going to advertise, then you need to do it with certain things in mind. Is Megan Barth with us now? Okay. Well, anyway. Okay. Well, we're still waiting on Megan Barth, and we anticipate that. She will either be calling in or that we will be successful in connecting with her because she's texting me that she's standing by. So anyway, we'll have Megan join us in just a moment. Megan, of course, the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. She is the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project. She serves as the national spokeswoman for MediaEqualizer.com, the leading online watchdog for the intersection of media technology and government. And definitely looking forward to her perspective, you know, on the president's 2020 kickoff. Megan joins us now. Megan, good to have you with us. Sorry for the delay in connecting.
No worries.
All right. We were just talking about the 2020 kickoff of President Trump. I'm here on the East Coast in just above West Palm Beach, and I can tell you the reverberations from Orlando continue, and it is like a hurricane wave of enthusiasm that is, you know, running up and down the state of Florida here right now, if not across the country.
Yeah, you know, I hosted an event last night, and we had about 200 people show up for it. George Papadopoulos spoke at a local event, and people were still talking about it here in Las Vegas. So I can just imagine what's going on down in Florida. And this is a crucial state, obviously, for the Trump campaign. And let's not forget, Bill, people waited in line for 40 hours.
Exactly.
100,000 tickets were sold for the event that holds only 27,000.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Biden, his launch of his campaign that I guess supposedly happened last week in Iowa, drew 85 people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Joe Biden is saying he is going to win Florida. Well, Joe Biden, much like Hillary Clinton, can't fill a church pew.
Right.
Let alone a stadium.
Yeah, but when you look at the polling evidence, what the pollsters would tell us, again, is that Biden has a double-digit advantage over the president.
Right. The same old polls that told us, you know, basically a couple hours before the real polls closed on November 6, 2016, that Donald Trump was going to lose to Hillary Clinton. These are the same polls that they're running. You know, I don't know that. It depends on who, of course, the Democrats run. But what I can tell you is that all of the propaganda that is going to, we are going to be faced with until next November, mm-hmm. as well as all of the know-it-alls on any network that you watch are going to tell us that he's going to have a hard time. The numbers, when you look at the internal numbers, when you look at the economic numbers, when you look at how many people have left the Democrat Party, whether it's through the walk-away movement, whether it is through Black Americans, you have a near 30% favorability of this president, which is unheard of. 50% of Hispanics love this president, again, unheard of. And then you have to look at the women's vote.
That's what I want to ask you, especially, Megan. I mean, we hear the women's vote. The, you know, Trump is losing women. I'm not getting that read. What's reality here?
Well, the last piece of, I guess, statistics, if you will, or numbers that I saw is that in 2018 we got our clock cleaned, not only because of the Russian collusion lie, but women left the party in droves. And a majority of suburban, you know, college-educated, white college-educated women, what have you, left Donald Trump or didn't vote for Donald Trump, voted for Democrats in the midterms. Of those white college-educated women, now it's done a 180. 50% of white college-educated women love this president.
Mm.
That is nearly double that it was at the midterms. So that's a 180. So, you know, people vote with their pocketbooks and people vote for a leader they can trust. And so the Democrats know that. That's really, you know, how things work. So they are going to chip away at the trustworthiness of the president because they can't legislatively chip away at the pocketbooks right now of the electorate as they promised to do. I've never seen a campaign in my life, Bill, you and I have been around this political water cooler for a long time.
Right.
I have never seen a candidate run on raising taxes, and that's what every single Democrat is doing right now.
Yeah, raising taxes and hating Trump. I don't know how that formula equals success. I'm with you. Megan Barth is with us. Our conversation with her will continue because we have so much to get caught up on. So get ready. Put on your seatbelts and your crash helmets because the fun is only just beginning. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of BreganBabe.com. She's the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Quality Project. Hey, let us know your thoughts. You can drop me an email. Love to hear from you. Direct, good, bad, indifferent. Get involved in the conversation. A government up for by we the people demands an activated citizenry. And my question to you, are you in? My email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Look forward to hearing from you.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. Natural disaster season is upon us. June brings the start of hurricane season, and severe storms this spring have already been unusually intense, with over 500 reports of tornadoes. Even if you don't think you're in an area prone to a threat, it's important to be prepared for extreme weather that could strike at any time. Meteorologist Bonnie Schneider shares tips to help you prepare for Mother Nature's worst.
Get together your basic disaster supplies, including a 3-day supply of non-perishable food and water, photocopies of your credit cards and ID, first aid kit, flashlight, a radio, and batteries. It's important to make sure your insurance is up to date and that you are properly protected. Esurance helps simplify insurance with Coverage Counselor, an online tool that helps you better understand and select coverages that may be right for you. It's just another way Esurance is making insurance surprisingly painless.
Esurance is not available in all states. For more information, visit www.esurance.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, raising our voices alone or together, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field, seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above, redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ben Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Ben Martinez died.
Hey, I'm a real fighter, not a Joe Biden kind of fighter, you know, with all the bravado. He was a deep state target, how I got caught in the crosshairs of the plot to bring down President Trump. George Papadopoulos, who we interviewed and talked about his new book. And Megan, you just had an event with George. What a great opportunity. A couple hundred people there, more people there than at the Joe Biden announcement, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been doing, two girls and I got together about 3 months ago, and we just said we want a fun place, a safe place, to have Trump supporters of all ages gather, on a monthly, you know, day.
Megan, your voice has gone soft in your phone. I don't know what's happening here, so.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So a couple girls and I got together and said we want to do these MAGA meetups. And we labeled them. We knew a couple of our friends in D.C. were doing them like the first Monday of every month. And so we brought it to Las Vegas. And the last 3 months we've had, our first one was 120 people. Our second one was 150 people. Last night was 200 people.
Wow.
And so we're just trying to connect the community and connect the energy, locally. Through these, you know, happy hours, if you will. So, yes, George came by and spoke to us and just did a great job.
Well, that's great. So you call them what, mob meetups or what was it?
MAGA meetups.
Oh, MAGA meetups. Okay, that's great.
Yeah,
okay,
MAGA
excellent.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So any, I mean, you know, for what happened with George and his family, as we, you know, I mentioned, I had the opportunity to interview him on the show here. You know, it really says a lot in terms of credibility about Mueller that they would chase after someone who was up front with them saying, hey, look, I'm being worked here. And he went to the FBI and laid this out for them. And then all of a sudden he becomes a target and such a minor target to such a degree that, you know, he's in jail for a week. I mean, what a joke. What does that say about the $35 million plus dollars that was invested for the Mueller report?
Yeah, you're exact. Well, the $35 million that was invested in the Mueller report was basically the Democrats paying for the influence of the 2018 midterms and trying to influence the outcome of the presidential election, which is just a year away.
Mm-hmm.
The question that needs to be asked to Bob Mueller is, what did he know and when did he know it?
Mm-hmm.
He certainly knew that collusion was not a crime, and he certainly knew that the quote-unquote crime of collusion that the Democrats and their patsies in the press kept screaming about, he knew it didn't exist. And so when did he know that? He knew it well long before
the election, before the midterms. No doubt. And well, Peter Strzok knew that. I mean, he made that statement.
Right.
Under oath, saying, hey, look, I knew there was no collusion, but he went there just, I guess, I don't know, as insurance again to their diabolical plan. So did George give you anything new last night?
No, one thing I learned, actually, that I did not know is one person said, you know, why did you plead guilty? You know, why did you basically say you were guilty? And he said, well, you know, you have to understand, I did it on lawyer's advice, but at the time, it was simply of me deactivating a Facebook account, and that deactivation of a Facebook group or account was really the charge that they were coming up with. And he says, well, yes, I did deactivate the account.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was guilty for deactivating this Facebook account, this nebulous Facebook account, which landed him in jail for 14 days.
Amazing.
And because they could not get him on anything else, even though, of course, them sending operatives, undercover operatives and personal or intel, really, to try to catch him and entrap him.
Exactly.
In this Operation Crossfire Hurricane, which was led, of course, by the deep state Peter Strzok and others.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, you know, sit back. If you and I, obviously, are average Americans, we certainly don't have the power or influence of those in and around the presidential campaign at the time, they were being targeted.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Everyone.
And the way in which they did this, Megan, see, what people are missing is a lot of this stuff was done, like with him, outside of the United States. And when they can that gives them more latitude in the things that they can do. What they did to Stephanopoulos could not be done here in the United States. Couldn't be done even in Vegas. It'd be illegal. But what they did to him, they did overseas. It was by design. See, this is the thing people are overlooking in all this whole, you know, cabal in this coup that took place. This was manufactured and this was orchestrated by someone, whether it was Comey, whether it was, the inner cabal of the dark state that I believe it goes all the way into the White House. And that is my firm belief. I don't think I have to put a tin hat on, tinfoil hat on in order to get there. The tentacles, even in the repeated emails between Strzok and Page, it was, the Oval Office wants to be kept up to date on all the details.
Right. And of course, the president. You would actually hope that this type of intelligence operation conducted by the FBI without the help of the DOJ, because the FBI is under the DOJ, as well as the NSA and the CIA, you would hope that the president would know about clandestine operations.
Mm-hmm.
You would hope that the president would know that his DOJ was targeting somebody for, supposed Russian collusions. Of course the president knew. Mm-hmm. As you said, the text messages display that the White House wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
They were being briefed.
Right.
And so this peaceful transition of power that we've been accustomed to since the beginning of elections was definitely and purposely compromised.
Mm-hmm.
So when Obama was meeting with Donald Trump in whatever room they were and shaking, Donald Trump's hand, well, in the other hand, Obama had a knife and had already known that for the next 2 years or for however long, that the peaceful transition of power was never the goal of
right.
this last
exactly.
administration. It was just continue to sow chaos.
Right. E2 Obama. Well, Pam Geller, I don't know if you've read Pam Geller's article about what former President Obama has done with the National Archives. The lost emails of Hillary Clinton are nothing compared to what she's reporting on the wholesale destruction of tens of thousands of National Archive records. that have conveniently been lost and evaporated. And they have to do with all this deep state stuff, the stuff that, you know, involves Hillary Clinton, everything. I mean, this is a mess. And I am surprised that this is not, this isn't being, you know, more heavily reported upon. I think we're probably days ahead of, you know, we're get ready, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to be hearing more about this. And I know that anything that has to do with Barack Obama and information, people don't want to hear about it, whether it has to do with his birth certificate, his student loan application, college records, passport to Pakistan. You know, forget it. People don't, you know, they don't want to hear about it. But he's back and he's at it again. Well, he actually never went away. And so with him destroying national archival information, I mean, there are laws to protect information for the national archives. And forget it. I mean, you know, the Democrats are so quick to talk about a president not being above the law here. Well, time and again, I mean, they should know, because they've had a commander in chief, their very own standard bearer, who continues to act above the law.
Yeah, I love that phrase that the Democrats now are adopting, above the law, above the law. You know, no president is above the law. We're talking about a party that protects illegal aliens and gives them special rights outside of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Illegal aliens are a crime. It's a crime. It's not a race.
Right.
And
right.
So when you see the Democrats talking about the abuse of power and above the law, well, what are illegal aliens to Democrats?
Mm-hmm.
They're nothing but tools, so they can operate above the law.
Right.
But we aren't going to hear these type of questions. You know, Robert Barnes was at our event last night, and he is a lawyer who is very vocal about censorship. He is helping the Covington boys that were slandered and libeled by the press.
Right.
And I was talking to him off the record, basically, and I said, you know, what I've witnessed is the destruction of the law, meaning that the progressive interpretation of the written law is really what is causing a lot of this lawlessness.
Mm-hmm, of course.
For example, you have James Comey, who created a whole entire statute. And by that I mean, if you look in the espionage statute, there is not one time that intent is ever mentioned. So, for example, if you just mishandle classified information, you can be charged under the espionage statute. And throughout the history of time, that's how it's worked. But with Hillary Clinton, James Comey said, well, because they didn't find intent to mishandle classified information, she wasn't charged.
Right.
That's not part of the statute.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the Democrats or progressives have done is pervert the law and have judges help them pervert the law so the law is unenforced.
Because it's elastic. You remember President Obama said it's elastic. So it's a matter of interpretation and whatever those that are in a position, you know, to determine what that law to be, self-appointed though it may be, the cabal has decided that they're going to stretch it to their own convenience to fit their own agenda. Megan Barth, co-chair of the Red Wave America PAC and founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Check out her site. We didn't get a chance to talk about some of the topics there. She's got some interesting topics.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you.